Track 8. Norwich Pubs. The pub crawl may now at last be coming to an end. We are going to be hearing from Maggie about two pubs, neither of which is still serving pints. They are the Black Horse and the Turkey Cock.
Our final visit to an old Norwich pub begins in Wensum Street, the road that leaves Tomeland, passes the Maidshead Hotel and heads towards Five Bridge Street and then on to Magdalen Street. We're visiting the old Black Horse and Turkey Cock pubs. Pub signs can sometimes be recycled and therefore saved, even though the pub itself has long since disappeared. This has happened to the Black Horse in Wensum Street. The Black Horse pub closed in 1969, but the sign of the Black Horse was kept and used when the pub became the Black Horse Bookshop in 1972. This closed in 2002. But the sign has continued with the present occupiers of the former pub, D.R. Gray Opticians. This building has other clues as to its former incarnation. Look behind and to the right of the pub, and you'll see another one-story building with the broken remains of some red lettering on the gable stating Orse Skittle Saloon. These are the telling remains of one of the activities at one time carried on in the Black Horse. Many of the Norwich pubs used to have skittle alleys, but gradually these disappeared as the economics of pubs demanded more room for customers to drink and eat rather than play games. Also, the growth of ten-pin bowling would slowly edge these games out of pubs. The Black Horse has been serving the inhabitants of Norwich since at least 1710, although it has seen many changes. It used to be at 7 Tombland, sited against the cathedral precinct wall, just outside of the Erpingham Gate, and only relocated to Wensum Street in the mid-19th century. Also, the property you see now is not the original. It acquired its present frontage, with the mock Tudor beams, when the street was widened in 1899 to make room for the trams, a process that affected several other pubs as well. Before the widening to accommodate the trams, Wensum Street was only half as wide as it is today. There's another more obvious clue. On the northern gable, but only viewable in winter when the adjacent trees have lost their leaves, are the words Black Horse 1900, leaving us in no doubt of its former name. According to John Riddington Young, author of The Inns and Taverns of Old Norwich, it took its name from the emblem of the 7th Princess Royal's Dragoon Guards. A little further down Wensum Street, the building on the corner of Elm Hill, now Olives, was once a pub. And also, not at the end of Elm Hill, there was another building, George Edwards Boot and Shoemakers, which stood on the corner of Elm Hill. This was demolished in 1900 for road widening. And the present Olives was then the Turkey Cock, which was given a new mock Tudor front, as had happened to the Black Horse. The evidence for this is on the ends of two of the jetty beams, one of which gives the date of this transformation, 1900, and the other has the letters S and P, which refers to the brewery Stewart and Patterson, which owned both the Turkey Cock and Black Horse. Other pubs still open, which were affected by this street widening, include the Ribs of Beef, the Louis Marchese. The Turkey Cock was one of the four taverns that used to be in Elm Hill, the others being the Masonic Tavern, the Crown, and the Britain's Arms. The Turkey Cock closed in 1962. The inn sign that used to hang outside had a handsome engraving of the bird incorporated into it. This sign was preserved and can still be seen inside the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell in the upstairs section, which is dedicated to pubs and brewing. This may not have been the original name either, as it was called the Peacock in 1868 and 1872 in the Norwich License Registers.
Thank you, Maggie. I'm sure there is a joke out there about a black horse and a turkey cock walking into a pub. But I'm not telling.
Go on.
Oh, well, Tim, if you insist. A black horse and a turkey cock meet in a pub. The horse greeted the bird. "What's your cock?" The bird replied, "Are you okay? You sound a bit hoarse." I think we'd better...
Leave it out, David.
I think we'd better move on quickly.